This is Morning Edition on NHPR. The Mount Sunapee Ski Resort is hoping to build out a new 75-acre area of the mountain known as the West Bowl with new trails and a new high-speed chairlift. To do that, it needs to overcome some environmental concerns. Opponents to the plan say the build-out would likely raise a section of forest that a new report says is part of a thriving ecosystem with some trees as old as 175 years. Joining me now to discuss the issue is the Commissioner of the Department of Resources and Economic Development, Jeff Rose. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Rick.
The Mount Sunapee Advisory Committee submitted their master five-year plan last year, but a recent report by the state's Natural Heritage Bureau recommends protecting some areas of the West Bowl from development. It calls the forests exemplary, but it concedes they're not so-called old-growth forests as we've known them. Are you talking with them about reaching a compromise?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that Mount Sunapee is a true gem of our state park system. We're working closely in evaluating the master development plan right now. Clearly, there was a point where there was going to be an expansion in the East Bowl. There was old growth forest discovered in the East Bowl, so we have abandoned those plans. We're now looking and exploring considerations in the West Bowl. This report was an important piece of information that will help us evaluate the impacts of the forest in the West Bowl. It was discovered that it is a mature forest. It is not old growth forest, so it's very different than the East Bowl, but it is part of an overall natural exemplary community.
What's the conversation been like? What's the tone been like when talking about this development?
Well, we've actually received well over 300 comments from the public, which has been great. I really welcome that public input, and it's an important part of the overall process. I'd say about two-thirds of those respondents have been positive and favorable towards the MDP or the resort and some of the expansion plans for various reasons, whether that's from an economic development perspective or a travel and tourism perspective. But there's also been certainly many concerns that were raised. And so I'm in the process of evaluating all of those comments now. We do have them posted on our website, a lot of the inventory of the comments that we've received. And I continue to get additional information, such as things like this Natural Heritage Bureau report, that will be very helpful as I try to make a balanced decision on that MDP.
Now, is the decision just yay or nay? Or are we talking about some kind of middle ground here?
Well, we'll see how it all unfolds, but I will say, and I have promised, that the decision that I do reach will be, I'll have another additional public comment period on that, so people can continue to weigh in on the process, and I do want to make sure that it's transparent and it's very thoughtful and deliberate, and I look forward to continuing the discussion.
What kind of flexibility, either with the design or the definition of exemplary, do you have to work with here when we're talking about this piece of forest? Has there been any third options floated on ways to mitigate the damage to this?
Well, you know, as part of a natural exemplary community, you know, our first preference would be to try to avoid impacts. However, you can look at trying to minimize and potentially mitigate. But, you know, we'll see as I evaluate all the different statutes that we have to protect and provide us guidance. I think we're well served in New Hampshire with the statutes that we have and trying to make sure that we bring a balance to the process and evaluating the impacts on our natural communities, but also evaluating on the recreational opportunities, the multi-use purposes, and also the importance of our unique structure of our state park system.
Mount Sunapee is coming up on a deadline here. As I understand it, things need to be settled or postponed in order for them to plan for next winter. Is there enough time to settle this before spring, or will it be placed on the back burner?
No, this is first and foremost on my things to do and focused working very diligently on this, and look forward to having some public comment period come out again, hopefully sometime here in the spring, and make sure that the Mount Sunapee Resort is able to do the planning that they need in order to put together their five-year master development plan, but then also to submit their annual operating plan. That is also something that has to be reviewed on an annual basis.
So there will be some kind of decision in the process in the next few months, this spring, and then a public comment period. How long will that be?
To be determined, and then this will ultimately be something that I have to make sure that moves forward. There'd likely be some changes based on some of the court rulings that we have to take into consideration, and there very well could be another step in the process, which could include going before governor and council.
Commissioner Jeff Rose from the Department of Resources and Economic Development, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Rick. It's a pleasure.